Hey guys, this is Laura Vandervoort. I played Kara Kent / Supergirl on Smallville, and you are listening to Always Hold On to Smallville.
Welcome to Always Hold On to Smallville. In this podcast, we talk about each and every episode of the Young Superman show that ran from 2001 to 2011 on the WB and the CW. I'm your host, Zach Moore, and I'm joined by Mr. Lance Laster from Always Hold On to Arrow.
That's right.
And we are here with another Smallville special to discuss. I mean, Lance and I were going to do this together regardless.
Yeah.
But this is especially prescient because we're talking about Smallville Legends, the Oliver Queen Chronicles.
Uh-huh.
Now, Lance, let's start by, do you remember these at all?
No.
Like, in 2007 is when these came out. And were you a Sprint customer by any chance?
I was not.
So these came out in early 2007 when Green Arrow was hot on the show, right? You know, Justice was coming out around this time.
Yeah.
And they were a Sprint cell phone exclusive.
Okay.
And then they eventually all came online a few weeks after.
Okay.
And I seem to remember watching maybe the first one and maybe the second one, but I have zero memory of the rest.
Okay.
And then I think maybe, you know, obviously, you know, you get the DVDs. And I don't know why I didn't watch these.
Yeah.
Because
we didn't.
Because you, I mean, we both have the DVDs and we didn't watch these.
We just ignore them.
And we made the right choice.
We did.
Because this is one of the most awful things I've ever seen.
These suck.
Outputted by superhero.
These are so bad. Like on so many different levels.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just kind of talk through it as we do.
Yeah.
But man, I don't even know where to start.
I don't
like
either.
Oh my God. So if you've seen these, you may or may not be aware of the plot. So the Oliver Queen Chronicles, right? It seems like a good idea.
Uh-huh.
But they're like, okay, we have a very popular guest star character, a fellow hero of DC Comics, the Green Arrow.
Yes.
Right? And he was an extremely popular character in Smallville Season 6, and they do their product tie-ins, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had the Vengeance Chronicles, Akiview to the Rescue,
yes,
right?
Famously.
I think, you know, the Chloe Chronicles were like AOL tie-in,
yeah,
I believe. And so, you know, we have the product placement peak category, so product placement is always, I mean, it's in a lot of shows, but it's always fun on Smallville because they always seem to do it.
They made a big deal out of it on Smallville. Like, they went out of their way to let you know that, hey, we are pimping this product for
in
you.
In a very unorganic way, I might add.
Yeah. That's what makes it so fun.
So, to get some firm numbers of the backstory here, right? The Oliver Queen Chronicles, they aired from January 18th to February 27th, 2007 on Sprint cell phones.
Okay.
And then on February 23rd, 2007, they went live on the CW website. And they were available on the Season 6 DVDs, which apparently we just skipped those.
Mm-hmm.
And, and, of course, these are about the origin story of Oliver Queen becoming the Green Arrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a whole show for that, in which you co-host a great podcast about.
Uh-huh. You can go back and listen to our Green Arrow Year One if you want the actual origin story of Green Arrow.
You know, I thought that's what there may have been headed. That's where they may have been headed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, whoa, we went into full, well, I guess Ace Ventura when Nature Calls territory.
That's
one way to put it. But we'll get there. Now, in Season 8, there was a Green Arrow origin story on Smallville, and I remember I was so hyped for that. I'm like, oh, this is great. We're going to see the flashbacks.
Yeah.
Green Arrow and flashbacks. A winning combination. Toxic. Horrible episode.
But a great song.
Like, I was so disappointed in that episode. I'll give them credit. It was clever they tied Tess into Oliver's origin story.
Yeah.
We'll get there in the podcast, right?
Okay.
But, like, as the story goes, as I've heard it, they wouldn't let Justin Hartley have a beard. They even made a beard prop for him to wear, like a prosthetic, you know, like
hilarious.
Fake beard. But the CW, as I understand it, was like, no, we need to keep them like young and sexy and stuff. So we got a little bit of like scruff, maybe, but that's it. And it was just a disappointing origin story.
Okay.
But the real test is the Oliver Queen story on the island in Smallville Season 8 better than the Oliver Queen story on the island in Arrow Season 4? That's the real test. Because I feel like they're similar.
We'll get there, y'all.
Now, the events that we saw in Toxic, and I don't remember it that well. Mm-hmm. I remember just being very disappointed by it, and like, I guess I watched it again twice and never again on air and on the DVDs. That is contradicted by the second half of the Oliver Queen Chronicles, uh-huh. although the first half still kind of fit.
Kinda.
But I think it's just best to throw this whole thing out.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good. It's not good pretty much on any level.
It's terrible.
But
like completely terrible.
let's get into it here. First off, the idea of, and if you haven't seen these, I mean, I can't recommend them.
No.
But if you were curious, mm-hmm. they are on your season 6 DVDs. They're also on the internet as well.
Yep.
So you can go see these. It's something that you really, I don't know, should, I mean, I don't, I feel bad recommending them, but I feel like if people want to, they, you will not believe how bad these are.
Yeah.
So for that reason, you need to watch them.
Yeah. And the good
that
thing,
that is the only reason I recommend them.
Honestly, the one saving grace about these things is that they're short.
Yes. They're about 3 to 4 minutes long max.
Yeah.
And even then they were, okay. So the approach, the idea, mm-hmm. right? Let's start with that. It's a good idea.
Okay.
Because I think, yeah, let's circle back around to what I was talking about.
Yeah.
A little earlier. It's a good idea to say, you know what? We have the Green Arrow on our show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Justin Hartley, we might get him back in future seasons. We hope we will. He's gone for now. But hey, we can show, he has this whole origin story that we don't know about on this version of this character, right? So let's tell that through one of these promotional tie-ins. Now, unlike previous ones where, you know, you get Allison Mack to play Chloe, mm-hmm. or, you know, Angel of Vengeance, you know. Yeah. This is not live action, right? Smallville has officially now shifted to, we're not doing live action tie-ins anymore.
Yes.
And I missed those because they felt like, they really felt like part of the show because you had characters like, yeah, Pete, mm-hmm. Lionel, right? Bali.
Yeah.
season 3 came back in season 5.
Shout out to the Dick Wolf universe. FBI? That's right.
Okay. So I always think of her as the shapeshifter from season 1 Heroes.
Oh, no, I always chuckle like when I'm watching FBI and I see her, like the first time I see her, I'm just like, I know where you started.
So doing it this way, you don't have to bring back actors, right? Yeah. So you don't have to bring back Justin Hartley, mm-hmm. even to do a voice.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? When the Arrowverse does stuff like this, and mm-hmm. they got Stephen Amell and Grant Gustin.
That's right.
And the actress who played, what's her name? You're not going to help me. That's her. Vixen.
Ooh. Oh, Megan, I can't pronounce her last name.
Vixen, who only played her. She really only the one episode of Arrow.
Yeah.
And then her grandma came on because she didn't want to be the star.
That and then is, that's when they got Maisie for Legends.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always thought this actress in The Force Awakens, when they blow up not Coruscant, but mm-hmm. everybody's like, oh, they blew up Coruscant.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I understand why the galaxy's in the state is in. And then they're like, no, that wasn't Coruscant. And they're like, okay, that wasn't Coruscant. So why is the galaxy in the state it's in? But in The Force Awakens, they have that shot of that person like in a uniform looking up and the mm-hmm. planet explodes. That was her.
Hmm.
That was the second Vixen.
Yeah.
Who was on Legends. She was in some deleted scenes with Leia, which were cut out. Because why would you want to know the political state of the galaxy in the sequel trilogy? But I digress.
Always hold on to Star Wars.
We're going to have to do it one day. So, okay. You don't have any recognizable voice actors here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any actors here, right? You have 1995 quality CGI.
Yeah.
Like, this is a PlayStation 1 game, and that's being generous.
Yeah, it's generously PlayStation 1.
2007.
Yeah.
I understand your budgets are limited,
mm-hmm.
but who can look at this and take it seriously,
or have any pride in it?
Even when I'm down on something, we have some fun talking about it, mm-hmm. and we'll have some fun here. But I can't see how they let this get out.
Correct.
I thought they, but you know, Sprint, we're gonna eat this. Here's a check.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. We can't show these to anyone.
Yeah.
It's because, you know how Andy looks in Toy Story? It came out 12 years before this,
mm-hmm.
and like the human characters. Imagine that, but 50% worse.
Yeah.
And those are your characters you're watching here.
It's really bad, y'all.
And I think of Andy from Toy Story because we start out and it's Oliver Queen,
mm-hmm.
and we zoom in on his mansion, which does not look like the Luther Mansion because this is Earth 167.
Yeah.
This is not Earth 1. And he's looking out the window and his dad tries to talk to him.
Yeah.
Gives him a bow and arrow. He's like, I don't want a stupid bow and arrow.
Uh-huh.
I think I don't think I actually watched these. I remember that because those were in the promos for this.
Okay.
Because you remember there were some promos for this.
There were.
And I think that's why I remember, I thought I saw some of this. Because I remember that. I was stupid Von Erich. Like, hilarious, right? But to me, I don't know. I would say the biggest revelation to me, this entire thing was a revelation to me.
Okay.
But Risa is
Yeah, I know. That's hilarious. There's his nanny or the housekeeper for the Queen family. They have one here, and it's not Risa. We don't know, you know, like they basically make her ethnically ambiguous, I will say. But like you could definitely tell that she's not a white character. But like they have that equivalent with Oliver here, which is hilarious because we continue that with Arrow. And there's the whole like, you know, hashtag where's Risa that is prevalent in the Arrowverse.
And they brought her back.
And they did bring her back.
Was she in the series finale?
No.
Everybody else was, though.
I know.
No Kitchen on the Island.
Exactly. She's back in season 6.
Yeah, Raising William.
Yeah.
But man, good on that. They played the long game with Risa.
I know.
Like that was that. And for those of you, explain who Risa is and what the legend of Risa is on Arrow. For those who only probably watched Smallville, like what are you guys even talking about?
So Risa, she's in Arrow season 1, the first couple episodes.
No. I think the first episode. That's the joke. I think she's just in the pilot.
Is she in 2 as well?
Is she?
She might be in 2. All right.
Continue to explain.
Okay, so she's like the housekeeper and basically like Oliver's nanny, right? And she's, you know, has this personal connection with Oliver. Then we don't see her for years, literally. And then we see her again in season 6 when she's helping to raise William. She's doing the exact same thing. And then we don't see her like after like the second half of season 6 ever again.
Okay. She's in 6 episodes of Arrow.
Woo, boy.
The pilot.
Okay. And then season 6.
And then season 6.
Amazing.
But you know what? Good on them.
I know.
Good on them. But that's exactly this. I'm like, oh my God, Risa is in this.
Yes.
Did they get that idea from this?
They might have.
because
amazing.
There's no precedent for that.
I know, exactly.
So that's fantastic. So I guess that is one good thing
that's
about it.
That's the second positive.
What was the first?
It's short.
Oh, okay. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Because this is terrible. Because Robert Queen, they keep the names.
Yeah.
Robert Queen comes in. He looks like, you know what he looks like? He looks a lot like Richard Parker.
Yeah, he does.
From The Amazing Spider-Man.
Huh.
Which came out.
It's funny that you mentioned Richard Parker.
Yeah, we'll get there. That came out, what? Amazing Spider-Man 2 mm-hmm. came out in 2014. That's a good 7 years after this.
Uh-huh.
And those people also watched this and ripped this off.
Yeah, and that in the comic that was, you know, that they wanted to introduce that into, that came out, what, 2010, 2012-ish?
Yeah. Hashtag Smallville did it first.
Yep.
Yet again. So we got our Richard Parker-looking Robert Queen uh-huh. coming in here. And he's talking to Oliver and wants to give him a bow and arrow. Oliver's like, eh. Yeah. Let's talk about his room. Let's talk about his room.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in his room, like, there's a baseball player poster that looks like real. And then there's a not real, like, and then there's like this pixelated thing also, which is like they're side by side. And it just looks so, it's so out of place. It's like,
what is the name of the team?
The Star City Meteors.
Okay. Okay. Metropolis Meteors.
That's right.
Metropolis Meteors.
Yeah.
How dare you take that over to Star City?
Yeah.
They're the Mariners. We all know.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the Star City is Seattle.
Yep.
Except for Arrow. Arrow's right. You know.
On Arrow, the only team that we ever hear about is the Rockets, and they are a football team, according to Oliver Queen's dossier, wherever books are sold.
Okay. Let's see if that ever comes through on screen.
Okay.
Because that was always a joke. Like, what sport is this?
Yeah.
So you guys think Smallville and Metropolis have some geography problems.
Uh-huh.
You go over to Always On Arrow, you listen to them talk about where is Starling City.
Yeah.
Is it in Toronto? Is it in the Pacific Northwest?
Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Neither does the show. We're going to keep our eye out for more of that coming up. So all that to say, Oliver's like, and he's being like a little spoiled brat.
Yeah.
And, well, I think he's annoyed that his parents are always traveling, never get to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And Risa has raised him.
Yeah, basically. And also, so keep in mind, this is 1989.
That's right. There are so many timestamps on this show, in these Audible Green Chronicles, mm-hmm. right? So 1989.
Yeah.
The year of the best live-action Batman movie came out. So People are getting so mad right now.
I know.
So, 1989. Where's the Batman? There should be a Batman poster.
I know, right?
No. So.
But yeah, so it's 1989, and Oliver Queen, when we first see him in this, is 9 years old.
Does he say that?
We should infer that because of what happens later.
Oh, that's right. Let's keep on that. Let's keep that thread in the background.
Okay.
So his parents leave on a trip, and before they leave,
get to see his mom.
Yeah, we see his mom. His mom catches him eavesdropping on, I almost called him Richard Parker, Robert Queen.
Yeah.
And Bridget Crosby.
Uh huh.
So this is, I think to myself, why couldn't they have made this live action? I'm like, oh, now I see.
Yeah.
Because Margot Kidder and you guys are not on good terms. Mm-hmm. Huh? And I think, honestly, I think that was a misunderstanding, right? I think emotions are high about, like, you know, Chris Reeve is her friend. Yeah. She didn't want to come back. Like, so I don't have any ill will towards anybody in that situation. It's unfortunate that they had to write off Bridget Crosby the way they did, but they had to wrap up the character.
Yeah.
So, but she's not coming back to do these. And as we see more and more of what this show and what this chronicles entails, I'm like, okay, I see why this is not live action.
Uh-huh.
For many reasons.
Yes.
But they're talking about really vague. They don't say Veritas.
No.
Because they didn't plan this out yet. But I guess, you know, to their credit, they were thinking about Lionel being involved in the death of the Queens.
Yeah.
Which makes, again, that we talked about on the podcast, that when he first comes to the Oliver's place and he sees that picture of the parents and he kind of smiles, I'm like, you're an evil person.
Yes.
Because, like, I killed them.
That's right.
That's what he smiles. He's like, I killed them. I got away with it.
Uh-huh.
We set up, like, they're going to see, like, the prime minister or something. And
yeah.
I don't know. Okay. So all this happens, and then, you know, Oliver's looking down from his, you know, room, and they kind of look up, and he's mad, and it's raining, and they leave, right?
Yeah.
They go to the airport, and someone plants a bomb on the plane.
Yeah.
And then he gives, like, a thumbs up.
He does.
I don't know who he's giving that to.
Well, whoever this is that's planting the bomb is disguised as, like, a maintenance tech for the plane. And he gives a thumbs up to the captain, we're good to go.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So
also, don't forget, like, his mom in this is basically patterned after Morgan Fairchild.
Oh my god, she looks just like her.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, and if you don't know who that is Chandler's mom.
From Friends.
Or dad. That was the joke, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the joke. Ooh. Ooh, man, Friends.
And that Friends reunion is so popular, wasn't it? But anyway, we're not gonna be in touch that. We're gonna move on from that.
Living Single did it first, by the way.
So then we get the scene, the opening scene from Amazing Spider-Man 2 happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because Richard Parker and whatever Peter Parker's mom's name is.
I think it's Mary.
Martha, I guess, whatever.
Might as well be Martha.
Is it Mary?
I think it is Mary.
Mary, May. It's just like, let's add an R, and that's going to be his mom's name. Anyway, that scene happens, and the plane blows up, and they crash.
Yeah.
While that's happening, though, Moira Queen is, that's her name.
Yeah.
Right? She's writing a note to Oliver.
Yeah.
You know? Write my wrongs. List of names.
Here's a list of names.
It's just as disappointing as the follow-up message Oliver gets from his Microsoft Surface.
Oh,
from his
man.
Death. It's just, it's empty.
Yeah, it's hollow.
It's like, we believe in you and everything we did is because we loved you and all. Yeah. It's like, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, how is he going to get this piece of paper?
Mm-hmm.
We will get there.
Yes.
So that scene happens. If you've seen The Amazing Spider-Man 2, you've seen this scene.
Yeah.
That happens. Oliver finds out, I guess, his parents die. Risa comes and comforts him, you know. Get the whole Alfred and Bruce scene from Batman Begins.
We do.
And then we kind of zoom into him, and we zoom out, and he's a...
No, we don't.
Oh,
we got to take a time out.
Please.
Because we get the scene from the pilot of Smallville, but like how would you describe this?
Well, okay, so if you ever played, like, Wing Commander or PC games from the late 90s, which had...
Or like Command & Conquer.
Yeah, when they had like... Jedi Knight 2.
Okay.
Or Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight, right?
Yeah.
When you had live action footage in a video game, but it had like this like pixelated feel to it.
Yeah.
That's what we see. And for a minute there, because talk about the date, Supers. It was like October 16th, 1989, which is the, you know, when the meteor shower happened, right? Because the scene we saw was October 14th.
Uh-huh. Right?
So we see the helicopter fly. I'm like, oh, we're going to get to see animated John Glover and Little Lex.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, we get to see the footage.
Correct.
But through an 8-bit filter. And I don't know why it's there.
I don't either.
There's no reason for that to be there.
Yeah.
And it's the only time we see live action footage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, did you run short 30 seconds?
I'm
like,
likely.
Go to the center. Now, of course, it's Lionel reading the newspaper, like Queen's lost at sea, whatever. Mm-hmm. At the time, that was totally an Oliver Queen reference.
Yeah.
And then it since became a Robert Queen
uh-huh.
reference. Because they thought, oh, we'll have the Green Arrow will be older, like Batman.
Yeah.
You know, like Batman and Superman in DCEU, it's going to be, you know, Batman's been around for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Green Arrow would have been, you know, Green Arrow for 20 years before.
Yeah.
But they changed it, whatever. So then we get that whole, like, now Oliver's old, and it's 8 years later?
9 years later.
It's 9 years later.
Yeah.
That's what, because it's 1998.
Correct.
And it's Oliver's graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because I think there's something about, I think Oliver says later in the show, like to Clark about his parents not being there, like his parents were there for his graduation or something.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe somebody picked up a thread on that.
Okay.
But we see Lex and then we see the guys that we joked were like Bruce Wayne and Ted Kord. Uh-huh. And Ray Fowler.
His friends from Excelsior.
His douchebag friends from that. Like, hey, let's go. I was joking. I'm like, hey, it's Tommy Merlin. It wasn't because he calls him like, is it like Alden or something?
Is that
his name? Yeah. So anyway. He's like, hey, let's go party. But, oh, you know I can't. Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's got to go drop the flowers at Crime Alley, mm-hmm. you know. I guess, right? So that means Oliver Queen in Smallville graduated in 1998.
That's correct.
Which means they had an 8-year reunion in 2006.
Apparently.
Come on, Smallville. Come on. I cannot wait to make that timeline.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
You should do your own Will It Cannon.
Absolutely. Like, I got to keep this thing going, man. So, anyway. This does not canon.
Yeah.
So we go from that to then he's on a boat. Phrases you can never say without thinking of other things.
Yep.
Google that. YouTube that. And he's on a boat. Not going to say it, but he's on a boat. And the captain has prepared his room and all this stuff. And it's like it's Captain Stubing from... The Love Boat, apparently. It's the same look.
Speaking of, like, as of this recording, I mean, like, the captain from Love Boat died today.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, man.
Pour one out for Captain Stubing. So, on that note,
yep.
They have his bow and arrow, like, hung up in his room, because that's like, because when his dad died, he felt bad about breaking, because he breaks the bow and arrow, he breaks the arrows he gave him when he was a kid, so he feels bad, so he puts it back together. And it's hanging in his room for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to go on this cruise.
Yeah.
And, okay, so this is not the Queen's Gambit.
No.
It has some other name to it.
Yeah.
The Queens didn't die in a boat accident. They died in a plane crash.
That's correct.
Lost at sea. That's what the headline said.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
So then we get what apparently is the captain... has been working with pirates or mercenaries of some kind.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, welcome to the booze cruise. This guy, he's passed out in his room with some girls. Let me show you. We're going to take over the boat, right?
Yeah.
So this guy wearing this red diamond necklace.
Yeah, or ruby.
There you go. Red diamond. It's like some kind of red jewel. him and like three of his mercenary friends take over. I'm going to call it the Queen's Gambit.
Okay, that's fine.
And, you know, it is kind of funny because they bust into Oliver's room.
Yeah.
And he sees they're trying to get in. So he takes the bow and arrow and hides in the bathroom. They come in like, where is he? And the girl just points right at him. Uh-huh. And it's like a shot of Oliver's like, that was funny. And then also what is funny is he tries to shoot the guys with the bows and arrows, but he totally misses.
Yeah, it's bad.
And that is amusing.
Yes.
So that's like the third. This sequence is probably the third good thing about it.
Oliver escapes.
Yeah, he escapes. They chase him around.
And yeah.
He does have his bow and arrow.
He does. He kept that.
He jumps over a life raft, and he just kind of floats off. And the captain's like, don't waste your bullets. He'll be dead in a day.
Like
the guys in Star Wars are like, don't shoot. It's an empty pod. There's no life sign. So, bro, you messed up.
Yep.
So he floats to Leon Yu.
Basically.
Not Leon Yu.
It's not. It kind of looks like it. Also, before we even get there, though, there's a whole thing in here with a shark. And it's like...
Oh, my God. Please talk about the shark.
Like, you know, like the whole shark thing is infamous because Arrow Season 4. Because, you know, when we got the original, you know, promo pics for Arrow, right? And, like, the iconic one is him with his shirt off and just he's wearing a quiver. And you see all these scars and the tattoos and we see, like, these things on Oliver. And one of the things we see is we see bite marks. And we're like, ooh, I wonder where he gets this from. And Season 4 is where we see where he gets, you know, bitten by the shark. And what we see is so lame and it's so bad that it's just an infamous moment on the show. And so it's just funny how in this thing we end up getting a shark moment in this thing. And it's just like, it's just like, I wonder if they, the people, the writers,
see this too?
Like for Arrow saw this, was like, oh yeah, let's have this.
Because he floats to the island on a raft. Yeah, much he does. Like in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Survive.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think Robert needed to kill himself. I mean, but
hardcore.
Then he couldn't have been Ghost Dad.
I know.
So yeah, the shark LVP nomination. Maybe. For the shark.
Maybe.
We'll see. And by the time Arrow got to season 4, there was no budget for like anything.
Yeah.
So it's a you know, that CGI looked about as bad as the CGI.
Yeah, basically.
Right? And that's an come on, just buy some stock footage of a shark. Get an animatronic shark head.
Yeah.
Show us anyway.
They could have made one. Like,
you know how easy that is?
Yeah.
In 2000, whatever Arrow season 4 was?
Yeah, it was 2016. They could have easily done it.
Forgot about that. God's sake.
Yeah.
So he floats up on this island, and then it's like 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. So we keep getting these.
Yeah.
And I lost track of what time. Now, they do tell us at the end how long he'd been there. I'm like,
Yeah.
I have a question for you at that, mm-hmm. but we'll get there. It's like 2 weeks later, he's under his raft, and he's got this green poncho on.
Yeah.
Like, the overseer from the Class trilogy. What? Come on. Anyway, I digress. But I'm like, oh, he's going to wear this, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Because even Smallville got around to this. They're like, oh, he's wearing a hood because you need to in a jungle environment, as Barry yeah. Allen explained.
Exactly. And also very Oliver Queen year one, Green Arrow year one. Like he has, you know, one of the things he has is that, you know, green hoodie thing.
Makes perfect sense.
Yes.
I wear it to honor you and your father. This yeah. That's part of his costume up till season 4, right?
Yeah.
And then where is it?
I don't know.
His box?
I guess.
That pouch of stuff.
But that box looked like it got broken, though. Like when...
When Public Enemy and yeah. all that. Yeah. And they're like, we removed some of your more sensitive items. Mm-hmm. I'm like, gotta keep an eye on that box.
Yeah.
But anyway. And then it's like... Some monkeys start messing with them.
Yeah.
And then he gets mad at them and kicks a rock. Why would you kick a rock?
When you have no shoes on.
Yeah, so he like messes up his foot, and he's mad about that, and he's chasing the monkeys because they steal like his arrows or something.
Yeah.
And then he runs across this bridge, and you're like, oh, it must be inhabited. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. But he's caught up chasing these monkeys, you know.
Correct.
Why don't you take it from here, Lance?
And so...
I'm sorry, Dad, but I
So he happens upon the natives of this island. There are some indigenous people there, and they are basically the best way to describe them is they kind of look like the, you know, the Dora Milaje from Black Panther. That's what they look like.
They're all very tall, powerful, bald women.
Yes. And like, and they have, you know, like spears and bows and arrows, and they're pointing it at Oliver, and he even says, he's like, go ahead and shoot me, bro. And
I'm like, he says, homie.
Homie, that's right. Oh my God, I blocked that out of my mind because it's like.
That was what we said in what year was that? 1998?
I guess. But it's just like, all right. And so I guess what ends up happening is they, you know, nurse him back to health. They train him to become, you know.
Become something else.
Become something else. Train him to use his bow and arrow to hunt.
They kill stuff. Some boars.
Wild boar, yeah.
Where is this island supposed to be?
That's a good question. Because, again, if where is, because, well, that depends on where Star City is, right? Because if he's going to be on that boat, and if Star City is in the Pacific Northwest, as we seem to think that it is, how would they get, like where are they that like this island of full of like dark skinned people is?
They are not in the South China Sea.
They are not.
I'll tell you that. They're in the Indian Ocean, perhaps.
Maybe.
That's a long.
That's a very long
booze cruise.
That's a very long booze
for this
cruise.
Guy to give. You know, his pirate friends and all this stuff going on. Right? They mentioned some countries, but I don't know where or when. But so yeah, we're to assume it's a full like Dances with Wolves situation,
Last Samurai thing.
Yeah, exactly. But man, another reason why this was not live action, because I don't think you get away with this anymore, right?
No, I mean, well, shoot, you couldn't get away with that then.
Right? I keep forgetting this 2007.
Yeah.
Trying to. So, I mean, is there any precedent for something like this in the Green Arrow comic books?
No.
Okay. So, like, the whole point of him was like, I'm Castaway.
Yes.
And you had to learn.
And he learned it by himself.
And why did he have any kind of bow and arrow background if it wasn't, if these, what are the odds of that? Like he was going to like land on some island and then all these people are going to have bows and arrows.
Yeah.
And Anyway, and you know, and that, so as disappointed as I was in the toxic episode of Smallville, mm-hmm. season 8, it's way better than this. Right. And yeah, it's like why are we using like 1930s tropes, mm-hmm. right, in this story? Like, you should know better. Yes. Right. And it's like, it's just, oh man, come on. So he ends his training, he kills like a wild boar, brings it back, and they're like, you were arrow man now, something. It's
cringeworthy.
Yeah, it's not good. But then at that point, he goes back out to his raft for some reason. I'm like, is he done? I don't
know what that was.
I don't know why
for.
He left.
And he sees that monkey again.
guys.
And the monkey,
you don't even know we're about to drop on you right now.
You really don't. So the monkey leads him to the wreckage of the queen plane.
Because he takes one of the arrows.
Yes.
Like one of his kid arrows that mm-hmm. was like nostalgic to him, right? It's covered up in all this brush. Because I guess it would have been a few years now. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, what? Okay, what are the odds that that plane ended up there?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. No. I have a potential theory, but we're not there yet. So he goes into the plane. And one of the most morbid things ever.
Yeah.
He finds his parents' skeletons.
Yes.
That is messed up.
It's very messed up. Now, granted, it's been 9 years at least, almost 10. Like, it's full, like these bodies are fully decayed. And
they're just skeletons.
They're just skeletons. But the ring is still there. And that's where he gets the ring that he has around his neck, at least for that one episode.
We were, we talked about Arrow, like, how did he get this ring?
Yeah.
Because we're like, is it his wedding ring? No, it's probably some kind of like,
family ring.
Family crest ring. Because he's obsessed with the family crest. That is on brand. Mm-hmm. We see that crest everywhere.
Yes.
And he takes it off his, that's so morbid. He takes it off his dad's skeleton's finger and keeps, I guess his mom's ring wasn't there. Or
I guess.
Doesn't have it. I don't know. But you know what he finds? He finds that piece of paper.
He does.
Because this is 2007, so we don't have the Wi-Fi internet that Richard Parker sent.
Correct.
Although now that I think about it, let's take a step. Let's talk about this in the commentary.
I think so.
But how did Richard Parker send Wi-Fi video on a 2004 airplane?
He's super smart.
that Sony laptop. Yep. Right? Anyway,
it's Sony Vaio.
That would have at least made sense. And man, I know you guys talked about it on your podcast. But how disappointing was the message Oliver got from Robert Queen?
Incredibly disappointing.
We spent 2.5 years excited for that. He's like, I didn't spend the whole time on the island, Diggle. And you're like, ooh, mm-hmm. I didn't spend the message on the island. Because I always thought there'd be more flashbacks to like him and his dad talking on the raft.
Yeah.
But apparently it was all there was to it, right? And he gets this Microsoft, hey, Oliver.
Mm-hmm. That he watches when he's at home. Unbelievable.
So disappointing. Because like, I need a little more details, right? And that comes to mind because like, it was so generic, and then this letter was so generic.
It's also like the letter's like preserved. Like,
it's a piece of paper, bro.
Yes. 10 years on an island?
That queen letterhead. Like some good paper.
It's good stuff.
Queen Industries. But it's a plane crash.
Yeah. It didn't burn?
It crashed into the water.
Yeah.
And then
drifted.
Washed up on Leon U.
Unbelievable.
And it's...
It's like still perfectly preserved. You could read. It's like everything. You could still perfectly read everything.
And this gives him some sense of closure,
I guess.
Whatever.
That's not even.
So I have a theory.
Okay.
Perhaps Lance, Martian Manhunter brought the plane here because it's the only stitch. Because he's leaving the plane, and then the monkey's eyes turn red.
Yep.
And I'm like, holy hell!
And like they zoom in on it. Like, they make a point to let you know that the monkey's eyes are turning red.
And that, of course, is code for this character is a Martian Manhunter.
Uh-huh.
And I am sick of this twist.
Monkey Manhunter.
Monkey Manhunter. Can we not have Martian Manhunter just show up and be John Jones and then also be the Martian Manhunter instead of all these secret Martha Kents and monkeys and Hank Henshaws and all this nonsense.
General Swanwick.
I can't believe that that's it. Especially in the wake of the Snyder Cut. We're sitting here and we just saw them do it again. They did it before. Obviously, this is years ago.
Yep.
I can't believe they did that.
I can't either.
Why is he doing that in 2000, whatever that is?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be looking up. That's why he's not helping Clark out. Clark's getting his ass kicked by Zod over here.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Martian Manhunter is like, let me find this.
Let me find the queen plane and be a monkey and take Oliver Queen there.
But see, and he's not even a hero yet.
No.
So why would he?
I don't know.
Like, as dumb as it is in the Snyder cover, and be like, your mother and father would be very proud of you, Bruce, right? And I'm like, yeah. Okay, he's been Batman for 20 years. I'm sure Martian Manhunter would be like, what's this guy doing over here?
Right? Well, yeah. Well, I mean, while Martian Manhunter was clearly not helping humanity.
He was keeping tabs on Bruce Wayne.
He was just like, there's somebody over there who's actually trying to make a difference. Maybe I should start doing some of that. I've been here long enough.
That is absurd. That on Earth 167,
yeah,
Martian Manhunter would be like, check what's Oliver Queen doing over here.
Yep.
Like there's no reason to follow that guy or to like and again, all the Martian Manhunter stuff aside, Oliver washing up on the same shore of the island that his parents' plane washed up on, because when that crashed, that was the water.
Yeah.
And then, you know, something else I just remembered is when the seagulls
gosh.
I was like, is he gonna eat that bird? Like what does Yao Fei say?
Shenzhen.
I get it. Shenzhen mean bird.
Shenzhen not mean bird. Shenzhen mean survive.
You look at that picture all day.
You do speak English.
Oh my gosh. Yao Fei.
LVP.
But you know what? Yao Fei would have been a welcome presence.
Yeah, I know.
In this,
right?
Oliver Queen origin story. I know. So learn that from my man called Yao Fei.
No, you didn't. You liar.
Why do they? Do you think they really planned like for him to be like proto Green Arrow 1.0 and to train him? But then at some point they changed their minds?
Probably.
Like, do you think there was ever, and I'm sure I don't trust any interview with anyone, but like, do you think that original Deathstroke was supposed to be Deathstroke? I think so.
I think so.
I think they just changed their mind.
I think so too.
Because as we know, Arrow has a tendency to just change their mind,
yeah,
and throw out everything they established. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that picture he stares at every day.
Yep.
But that is a story
for a different podcast.
So, you know, I was wondering why the main ringleader of the pirates is wearing this ruby.
Yeah.
And it is part of, it's the second eye of, they have this Olmec.
Yeah.
Legend of the Hidden Temple, like, you know, headstone.
Yeah.
At the center of their village, yeah. And it's missing one eye.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, looks like we need to go get something, right? Yep. And then they see his boat as well.
Yeah, we see his boat, but we also hear his boat, because we clearly hear Lil Jon, his music in the background. It's so funny.
Was that song on Smallville, though?
Like, I don't know.
Why would you pay for the rights for that?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, we hear that like it's there.
Look, when you're on a boat, as you do, that's what you listen to, right? So it's like the pirates, and like they're like in these hot tubs with the women.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure who these girls even are.
Yeah.
They're gonna go take the freighter.
Yeah.
Right. So they're gonna go take the boat. Mm-hmm. Wish they would have parachuted in. That would have been cool.
That would have been.
No one has done this before. And. Yeah,
they put
the Wakandans wipe these guys out.
Yeah, and also before that though, like there's a whole montage of them getting ready and putting on grease paint.
Oh my
and God. War paint and all this other stuff.
Like, putting grease paint on his eyes. Yeah. Right? They take the boat. He doesn't kill the captain, right? And he's like, oh, Ollie, look.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how did a guy that couldn't handle a toothbrush come back? Because the captain had said some snide remarks about him that Oliver overheard, like, well, as we find out,
11 months
earlier, he spent 11 months in hell. And my question to you is, mm-hmm. how long did Oliver Queen spend living on Leon Yu on Arrow?
Whew. Okay, well, at least 2.5 years.
So 2.5 years, you're talking about the first and second season and season four?
Parts of season four, parts of season five.
Oh, season five is there for like... Like just to get picked up.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like four and five kind of work together for the other parts of the
time. Yeah, I mean, when you guys talk about the flashbacks of season four, I'm very curious to the timeline of that.
Yeah.
But see, I'm talking about like that's what I was like when we were watching season two. I was like, man, he really doesn't spend that much time on Leon Yu, because the freighter
mm-hmm.
and all that back and forth. I don't really count that as Leon Yu as much, right? Because
it's still. Like, I mean, it's that ship and the freighter is like harbored in yeah. Leon Yu, and
he is going back and forth.
He's going back and forth, and like prior to the freighter, like prior to their knowledge of the freighter, they're living on Leon Yu. Like there's time that we don't see.
Well, and yeah, that for Oliver and Shadow to fall in love.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I'm curious to see when Smallville gets there, because I don't remember how long, say, Oliver Queen was on the island.
Okay.
Also, side note on that one, that's the episode where they thought season 8 was going to be the last season.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, I have that island, Clark, and you haven't met your island yet. And that was supposed to be Doomsday.
Yeah.
He was supposed to become Superman. And of course, none of that happened.
Everyone goes through the Crucible.
So, like, that is an arch nemesis. And you're in your anyway. Yeah. So, 11 months.
Mm-hmm.
That is not enough.
That's correct.
To become Green Arrow. Right? So we gotta, he did not become something else. They took over his boat, though.
Yeah.
And they didn't kill Captain Stuving. Pouring out for the real Captain Stuving. Mm-hmm. They didn't. Because he's like, don't kill me all. He's like, why would I
give you that mercy?
Yeah, something like that. And so they come off the boat, and Captain Stuving is, I feel so bad calling him that now that he died today, but what are you going to do, right? How old was he? Like 95?
I don't know.
Maybe he's just a guy that always looked old.
Yeah.
Because he was like, what was it, the 70s?
Yeah.
Love Boat? Anyway.
That and Mary Tyler Moore.
That's the same guy?
Yeah.
What was that? He was on Mary Tyler Moore? That's Ed Asner. Bit. That's a different guy.
No, he was on there as something.
Everybody gone, everything. Okay. Was he on Mork and Mindy too?
I don't know.
But, so it's the captain and the two women are like arrested, but then like everyone else dead.
Yeah.
Because the Wakandans just wiped them out.
Yes.
Right. And then we just we saw some footage earlier of the boat leaving, and it's like somebody just took like five Golden Gate bridges and let's cross them all together.
Basically.
Like that's not how the Force works. Yeah. But anyway, we see him come back into Star City.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll give it credit. At least it's called Star City.
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Even Chris Nolan didn't change the name of Gotham City.
I'm pretty sure he wanted to.
Why is Arrow like, we can't, Star City is such an unrealistic name. We have to change it.
Yeah.
So
I guess
he comes back and then we see a woman walking down an alleyway with the purse and then, you know, Green Arrow being the Batman of Smallville, he watches this crime take place, lets it occur.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we learned from Batman in the movies. That's what happens. And then he does shoot the guy with an arrow and he
shoots him in the knee.
But he uses his heads-up display on the glasses, right?
He does.
That's the fourth good thing about this.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, good. So that was cool.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't, like, comfort the lady or give her a purse back even. He just kind of swings.
Or swoop in to even, like, apprehend the dude.
Right. Again, very Batman for the movies.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the opening of Batman 89.
Yes, you are.
Let's let this kid get traumatized.
Yep.
That won't screw him up. Still the best live-action Batman movie, but I digress.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. And then all these timestamps, right? Because it was like 2 months and all this. So anyway, we find out that's how long it is. And then he swings forward and then he goes on top of a building and we get what was the blur theme almost for Smallville in season six.
Yeah.
I was like, Batman, I guess W was like, you can't use that Batman music anymore that we love so much from the Arrow episode. And that's it.
Yeah.
And now we know how Oliver Queen became the Green Arrow. And I would say this was a complete waste of time. And I wish that had they focused on one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's focus on I don't want to see him as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? Let's focus on he much like Toxic, right? As I was saying, it was a terrible episode. Now I'm like, they did so much better.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But with that one, let's have him wake up on the island.
Yeah.
And now let's have him on the island the whole time, and then he gets picked up by a ship at the end. Let's keep it there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we to believe that ship was just around for 11 months?
It seems that way.
Or they were going back and forth. And they just drifted too close to the island.
I guess. Anyway. Who knows?
For them to canoe out there, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Or let's get Green Arrow year one, right? Let's get him. Mm-hmm. He just come back. Batman year one, right? Bruce Wayne's return to Gotham. Yeah. Oliver Queen's back. Oliver Queen is alive. And let's get some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what they gave us was like these snippets and then stock footage from Smallville. It's just, this was...
A bunch of BS.
This makes all the other Chronicles look like Smallville top 10 episodes.
That's correct.
So, I don't know. And then not to mention the very problematic, you know, natives and all that. It's just, what were you doing? Who approved this? And like I said, they should have just ate it and just be like, this could have been something they announced and like, oh, that just didn't, it didn't work out. You know, and just deleted it from somebody's hard drive. I know that might sound harsh, but this is the worst Smallville thing I have ever watched, read, or experienced.
It's really bad, y'all. But we're glad to talk about it for you guys.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And
then if you're curious about how bad it is, and if you want to test us, watch it for yourselves.
Watch it for yourself. Don't let us tell you how bad it is.
Yeah.
You cannot be told what The Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there you go. That's Smallville Legends, The Oliver Queen Chronicles. Now, we're going to continue our wrap-up of between season 6 and 7 here on the podcast. We're obviously doing Always Want Superman and Lois. So that's going to be the main show for a while. And then when Superman and Lois is over or goes on another break, I'm not sure what their schedule is going to be.
Yeah.
But we'll continue on with Smallville coverage that way. So the next episode of the podcast proper with our next Smallville special, I mean, Lance and I are talking about Smallville Legends, Justice and Doom. Which I actually did remember watching.
Okay.
And I mean, that is light year. That is Batman 89 compared to this. I keep coming back to that.
Just because, this started in 1989.
1989, right? So there you have it, guys. Lance, out there on the internet, where can people find you?
They can find me at Sir Lance Laster on all of my social medias. You can find me weekly doing the news on Nerd Party News. You can find us on Twitter at Join Nerd Party. And you can also find me on the United Federation of Podcasts talking about all the things that make Arrow Arrow with Kev on Always Hold On to Arrow. You can find us on Twitter at Do Not Fail Our Pod.
As for me, more on Zach on Twitter, other podcasts on UFB Earth on Twitter. As with podcast here, Always Marvel with 1S. Always Hold On to Smallville on Facebook, and you can send us an email at alwaysmallville@gmail.com once again with 1S. And hey, just don't send me emails, send Lance emails. Lance and Kev over there. What's your guys' email over there on Always Hold On to Arrow?
Our email address is alwaysarrow@gmail.com, and that is with 1R.
Oh, where you got that idea?
So. I don't know.
But send them some email too. They've started doing some mailbag episodes, and of course we're gonna have our mailbag episode soon.
Yeah,
before we start our season 7 coverage. That's fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of good fun new reviews to read. Excited to read some of those on the podcast. And emails and all that good stuff. So we'll call our buddy Nick Ryan Magdoza, get him out of the storage. He can come out and read some emails and messages and reviews.
Fresh emails with Nick.
Got the fresh email. So there you have it. Well, that's gonna do it for us this time. But until then. Then being whatever's next, always hold on to Smallville.
Always Hold On to Smallville is brought to you by listeners like you. Chris Fuchs, Gavante Chillis, Dallas Hernandez, Casey Cochran, Darren Kirscht, Joy Deanberg, JJ Hodges, DJ Dewina, Jason Skipper, Nathan Rothatcher, Mateo Jarrell Santiago, Alvin Ortland, Nathan McKenzie, Tim Miller, Joe McIndoe, Steve Rogers, Molly Ficarella, Atif Sheik, John Curcio, Mike Franz, Dylan D'Antonio, Mariana Sachi, Andrew Parker, James Lee, Jonathan England, Adam Sullins, Joe Michael, Zachary Buchhalter, Mark Idzfoppen, Alex Ramsey, Jason Davis, Patrick Bravo, Jacob Sevenart, Corey Moore, Nick Ryan Magdoza, Eddie Bissell, Jim Thomas, Nicholas Fansler, Catherine Caldwell, Will Hunt, Clunk Kant, T. Hamill, Alana Gibbs, Patricia Carrillo, Omar, Tom Gerke, Nicholas Coso, Jared Gibbs, Erica Flynn, Anthony Anderson, Jasmine Magelli, Keith Falls, Jay Packett, Lauren D., and Cody Thomas. Thank you so much to all these patrons, and you too can become a patron by going to patreon.com/alwaysmallville with 1S. Hope to see you there.